This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Nobody is talking bankruptcy for airlines quite yet. We should be clear about that. But the news for commercial aviation is also deeply not good. As we told you yesterday, United Airlines warned 36,000 workers, that's almost half its employees in the United States, that they could be furloughed come October. And as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, United's likely just the first in a string of airlines warning things could get worse before they get better.
Now, there's some practicality here with United's furlough warning. October is more than 60 days from now, and according to the CARES Act, which gave airlines some relief, that's the minimum amount of time carriers have to give employees if they're cutting jobs. Gary Leff runs the website View from the Wing.
It's not actually likely that they're going to lay off as many people as they've given this notice to, but if they found themselves later needing to let go of more employees, they would be behind the curve by a couple months and they'd be incurring additional costs.
And he says for company morale, overestimating the initial number of layoffs is better than having to go through with a second round if the first one didn't cut it. But airline consultant Michael Boyd says it's not all bad news for the airlines. Despite an uptick in COVID-19 cases in Texas and Florida and travel restrictions at major airports, demand is actually better than it's been in a while.
You're seeing American Airlines adding back in routes. The low-cost, super low-cost carriers, discretionary carriers, they're adding a lot of service back in because they got a lot of demand.
Boyd thinks by December, air travel could be up to 85% what it was last year. But he says that'll happen if the spread of the pandemic slows down and if other parts of the economy open back up. Big ifs.
We can see the cliff's edge coming up.
That's Robert Mann. He's an airline industry analyst. He says absent a rapid, significant, and sustained increase in demand, the post-summer capacity cutbacks and the subsequent job cuts will be historic.
It's really just like watching, you know, Thelma and Louise approach the cliff's edge and what follows. So the question is, why does anyone need to see the rest of the movie if you've seen that clip, you know where it's going.
Air travel in the U.S. plunged about 95% from March 1st until mid-April. The number of U.S. air travelers around July 4th was the highest since mid-March, but was still down about 70% from a year ago. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.